This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 18 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We're here live all day today. We're going to do both shows live. The second show is going to kind of be a town hall. It's Mike Lindell and his team makes the case against the machines that they're taking to the Supreme Court. We'll have all that. Want to welcome my sidekick here, Brian Kennedy. He's going to be a big part of our conference today, our Force Multiplier Academy. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming in.
Great to be with you, Steve. And I've been running into War Room Posse all last night and all this morning, and they couldn't be more excited.
What den of iniquity were you in to run into War Room Posse in Vegas?
The restaurant last
okay,
night.
Okay, good.
The
good.
Restaurant last night was filled with your fans.
Okay, so, well, good. The show's yeah. fans. Brian's got a very light topic today. You're talking about from managed decline to what, complete implosion, American crisis?
Yes.
We thought it'd be an upbeat kind of...
Yeah. I have to modulate whatever it is I'm going to say, because things are very grim in this country.
Yes.
But we have to be happy warriors about saving this great nation of ours.
What do you take? I'm going to go to a Todd Benzman in a second down in Eagle Pass, Texas. MTG, we're trying to get MTG. There's a lot going on. Votes. Right now, only one vote on the Hill scheduled, and that's kind of this perfunctory vote about Iran, almost like a resolution, but no rules today. Compare and contrast, Tale of Two Cities, the firefight we have up in Manhattan in the show trial versus, and what happened in Harlem, Trump's show of force versus what's going on in Capitol Hill right now, sir.
Well, look, it's clear they want to separate President Trump from the American people. They want to put him in jail because they know the more he talks to the American people, the rallies are great. When he's in person with people, he connects. Other people see that. If there was a single reason to put him in jail, it was for that reason alone. They know how powerful he is. They know how loved he is by the American people, and that scares the hell out of them.
You saw that in Harlem.
You saw that in Harlem.
I mean, come on.
You see it everywhere.
That's supposedly a 99% Democratic stronghold, stronghold.
What you're really seeing, too, here, though, is the division between MAGA and the power it has and the weakness of the generic Republican Party as represented by Mike Johnson.
Yes.
There's not a dime's worth of difference between the generic Republicans and Mike Johnson and the Democrats.
The most powerful thing Gavin Wax said in that two-part interview, the two-segment interview, was that when President Trump walked into that bodega, he did not change his policies to try to soften his stances on certain issues, which most politicians would do. They were going to start talking about amnesty right away. He went in and talked about the illegal alien invasion. Remember, these are the people right now. That's why you can't go up with neoliberal neocon policies. You go up with populist nationalism. Right, that audience right there is the ones actually bearing the brunt of the invasion of the country. The elites in this country want lower wages. The great replacement theory is the great replacement of those folks. They're trying to drive in. If Powell says this, the lived experience of those folks, from the crime on the subways, the difficulty in making ends meet, how filthy the city is and how remote the Democratic Party really is and the elites on the Upper East Side on Wall Street, their lived experience drives them to a truth teller like Trump and a man of strength like Trump. This is the power of our movement. It actually cuts through all the politics. It's no longer Democrat and Republican. It's populist nationalists versus these neoliberal, neocon globalist elites, and you couldn't have seen it any better. And what Gavin said when he walked into the Bodega Association right there for that little chat, he did not back off one policy. And I would, folks, have loved to have gone in that crowd and walked up and down and pitched Mike Johnson and the Democratic Party and elites Ukraine policy and take a vote. It'd be 99.9% to one, no money for Ukraine, right? And yet they're using those folks as those are the ones that support it. It's complete crap.
It's complete nonsense. I mean, one reason the people love Trump, by the way, is he speaks to them as Americans with common sense. He doesn't talk down to them. He just speaks to them as if they're intelligent human beings who can figure this out with him for the good of the country. That's his fundamental appeal. When he went into that bodega, all he was concerned about is, how do we make this bodega a success?
Yes.
Period. How do we make it safe? How do we make it good for the community? It's just common sense. That's why they love President Trump.
That's what President Trump said. His revenge will be the success of this movement. The success of the second term will be the best revenge we got. Okay, let's go to Todd Benzman, Eagle Pass, Texas. From Harlem down to Eagle Pass, the invasion of this country is top of the list, top of mind for everybody. Todd, what do you got for us, sir?
Right. Well, I'm just back from the Mexican side. That's Piedras Negras over there. And over there, you're seeing a continuing Mexican crackdown at the on immigration, on illegal aliens who would want to come over here. To keep the numbers down below the media interest threshold, we're still seeing about 5,000 a day border wide. But the Mexicans under Biden's diplomacy is still kind of keeping the numbers down below from, you know, what would draw international media. That's going to probably continue through the November election. But the numbers are just out for the last month, and we just crossed the 1 million mark threshold for fiscal 2024. So it looks like it's going to be another banner year, no matter what they're doing to fake like there's not a big major border crisis going on here. There still is. 5,000, 6,000, and 7,000 a day is beyond, it's 5-6 times what former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said was a major crisis for him. 1,000 a day was like overwhelming. So we got 5,000 a day, and that's still going on here. And lots of runners. The numbers are out, but they don't include the runners, probably 50 or 60,000 of those. And then CBP-1, I want everybody to remember that they are flying illegals, inadmissibles in from foreign airports directly into U.S. airports so that you can't see it happening, to the tune of about 40,000 a month. And then another 30,000, 40,000 a month are being brought in over the land ports, and you can't see those either. The numbers are all still there in one form or another, and the crisis continues here.
But I want to make sure people understand this, is that the deal with AMLO is because of what you reported, the optics of how bad this looks. I want to go back over this. Biden is sitting there, and Axios is reporting every day he's going to make some major moves on the border. He's trying to see what his executive power is. He knows exactly what it is. This deal with AMLO is just to make sure, if we can get the cover of your book up, if Denver can do that, pull the cover of his book. They don't want another picture. They don't want a photo of the international bridge in Del Rio again. This is all optics. This invasion has been very well planned. And when it gets uncomfortable and the mainstream media go down there, and all of a sudden you have CNN wants to go to the Darien Gap, and the CNN wants to go where Oscar Blue Ramirez and where Ben Burquam and Todd Benzman and others have spent the last 3 years, when they're forced to do that, that's when Biden and the White House team realize, we got to talk to AMLO. This entire situation with the Mexican military, the federales, and the Mexican government is once again proves the point of how well organized this invasion is. Todd Benzman.
What you described there is absolutely accurate. This is 100% about the optics. And let me give you an example. Right behind me, this just a few months ago had 5,000 people in there a day, illegals coming across, being processed in. And it was because of this that they initially did the diplomacy with AMLO, crackdown, get them off the trains, round them up, put them on planes and buses and ship them 1,500 miles south. But just 2 weeks ago, you probably remember in Juarez, El Paso, hundreds of them got together and powered right through the Texas barbed wire, right over the defenses, right through those officers over there trying to stop them. And guess what? Last week, I was there on the Juarez side, and the military just came out and forced the Mexican immigration, hundreds and hundreds of them, and for the first time started rounding them up there. Wherever the media cameras are, or where the Mexican military and immigration service and state police end up cracking down every single time. I was there for 5 days last week, and I watched them chasing immigrants. Now, I haven't seen Mexican immigration officers actually on the run chasing down illegal immigrants, I think, ever. And so it's absolutely true. And my theory is that anything over 8,000 is unacceptable to the administration, because that's about when they bring the media comes in. Anything under 8,000 is acceptable to this administration, and they especially love 5,000 a day. That's their sweet spot. That's where it is. Like yesterday was a 5,000 day.
Well, that's just to pick a random number. That was in the Langford, remember, fiasco, which he lied about. This is Rosemary Jenks got leaked by staff. We came up 3 weeks before, and they said, oh, War Room's lying, Benzman's a liar, Rosemary Jenks is a hack, this number's not true. The document came out, absolutely the number, just randomly, coincidentally, had to be 5,000 a day, right? So, I mean, this is the scam that they're pulling, which is still, it's a half a combat division.
Plus, what they're not telling you is the runners. I was out till like 3 in the morning this morning, I guess. I probably look it too. Chasing runners.
No, you do. You look like. By the way, you look like hell. You don't look like the normal dapper. You look like the time you were in New Mexico. You look like a bandit, right? I thought you were from an old Western. You're not looking great today, but that shows you're in the field.
Well, two or three nights of 2 and 3 a.m.s. Because there's runners coming through around the Texas fortifications here. We were into a group of two groups of six last night where Border Patrol and DPS are trying to like round them up and catch them. And they did catch a few, but most of them got away. The Border Patrol agent, that I talked to said they just caught two, but then he put in a report for 8 gotaways. The gotaway numbers are huge in this country right now. So whenever you talk about the 5,000 or that a million have now been apprehended in the first 6 months, you have to remember all the gotaways. That's 50, 60, 70,000 a month right there, more. And those are criminals, mostly.
No, only seven combat divisions. Here's the question I want to ask. If you can stick with us, I'm going to look for the answer after the break. Biden, they're having all these meetings in the White House. It's nonstop. He understands the politics of this is killing him. So what they're trying to do is figure out the executive powers he has. Now, we know what they are, to try to figure out what he can actually execute. I'd like you to answer that on the other side, because President Trump never had a problem understanding his executive powers, but it's been weeks and weeks and weeks, and every day on Axios you get, they're really up all night. They're working on this. This is such a big deal. They're really trying to. It shows you how the politics of this invasion, and I think right now 55% of the American people refer to this as an invasion. My point, if you take this message of the invasion up to places like Spanish Harlem, up to places like Harlem overall, to Queens, you're going to start winning. Two-thirds of this nation is MAGA. Two-thirds of this nation is MAGA. If you take the truth to them, talk to them like adults, like America's citizens, and put American citizens first, not last. Because here's the problem we got in this country right now. It's not just the country come last. The citizens really become last. The citizens should be the preferred stockholders. They should be at the top. American citizens should get a preferred deal. Very simple. They get the best. After they get the best, we can figure out everything else. Right now, it's the exact inverse. The country's next to last. The American citizens are dead last on everything, except when it comes to paying for it. Short break. Back to the border.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
A peace for Taiwan, a peace for Israel, with included a big piece of humanitarian aid in that one. And then this other bill that he's now proposing that essentially is this, it includes this draconian former HR 2 language, which guts, people's ability to claim asylum. It restarts construction of this border wall. I don't know how you build a wall in the sea, in the Rio Grande River. It rolls back protections for migrant children, requires E-Verify. Is all of this going to pass? Will pieces of it pass? What do you think?
Well, that immigration component is obviously a poison pill and an effort by the ultra-mega right to bring the whole thing crashing down. From the beginning, Donald Trump's made it clear he doesn't want any kind of immigration or border solution. He wants a border crisis. And they know that most of what's in that HR 2 is indigestible to Democrats in the House and the Senate. But really what's going on here is that Vladimir Putin wants to bring the whole package crashing down because he feels like he's got the momentum militarily against Ukraine right now. Because
I think we're going to start calling him Jamie Raskins. The S would be for Soviet spy that your father was. Your father was a traitor to this country. Your father was openly working for the Soviet Union. And everybody's got to understand this. All of Raskin's crowd, all those people today that are hating on Putin, and Putin's KGB, bad guy, but hating on Russia, the Russians. Who were our only real ally in World War II, besides the British, but they were working to save their empire. Lao Beijing and the Russians were our two allies to fight the fascists on the great land war on the Eurasian landmass. His father and all that ilk, when President Reagan, I had a ringside seat to that, like I did with Trump. Ringside seat as a junior officer, but in the Pentagon, special assistant to the chief naval operation, after coming off the fleet in the Pacific and in the Persian Gulf and North Arabian Sea and other far-flung places that the United States felt it needed to be. Raskin's father in that crowd worked for the Soviets. They were against President Reagan. Don't think all this glow they got for President Reagan today? No, they hated him and fought him every step of the way as he took down the evil empire of the, wait for it, Bolsheviks. And they just said, oh, this HR2 pack is so indigestible. And oh, he can't build it in a sea. Hey, we built wall right on the Rio Grande River. You don't need to allow them to touch any American soil. That's where they hated what we built. And right up the mountain in El Paso, Texas. We saw that surge. Just see the movie, Sicario? See Sicario. You'll see exactly what the reality is in Juarez. The Democrats want an invasion of the country. You know why they want an invasion of the country? They hate the United States of America. Hate it. They proved it back in the days of the Soviet Union. They were on the side of the Russians. They were on the side of the Soviets. They were on the side of the Bolsheviks. Now that the Russian people have kind of stood up and overthrown the Bolsheviks with our help, now we're asking those guys who are against them. You got to ask the question, why? Why did they support the Bolsheviks? And why did they hate the Russian people? Inquiring minds want to know. Let's go back to the border. Todd, you see right there, it's a poison pill. They want to give $60 billion to the corrupt oligarchs of Zelensky. And by the way, the Kyiv Post, the oldest English language paper in Kyiv, are calling War Room, we're a bunch of criminals because we're... Hey, Kyiv Post, write this down, dude. The criminal investigations we're going to have of the oligarchs you back up, I hope you guys aren't rolled up in it, because Zelensky and these oligarchs are going to go to prison. You're not going to steal from the American people. You're not going to steal our money. You're not going to buy places of yachts in Monaco and Dhaka's on the Caspian Sea. You're not going to have this, right? You're not going to do it. We're not going to get ripped off. When we return to power, go through every penny of where this money went, and you're not going to get to $60 billion. The war is over. You've killed enough Ukrainians. Enough Ukrainians have died for the elite in Brussels, the elite in Davos, the elite in the West End of London, the City of London, Wall Street, the Biden regime. No. The only border that matters to us is the southern border of the United States of America. That's what matters to us. Todd Benzman, you know, every day you get access with another story that Biden is staying up past 6 o'clock. Jill's letting him stay up to 7 because they're working on this. Does he have the executive powers really there? What is your assessment of this kind of the big drama in Biden regime's headquarters on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue where the usurpers are illegally occupying? They're the squatters. They're the squatters that are squatting in the White House because they illegally stole the 2020 election. What are your thoughts about why is he having to have this big moment where he's got to figure out what his executive powers are?
Yeah, I find this whole thing hilarious because Biden has the authority, he knows he does, right now to shut this border down and the crisis in about 30 minutes. Remain in Mexico is fully vetted at the Supreme Court level, all the courts. Put it in place, and this thing is just about over, along with what he's done with the Mexicans just to keep the media away. But also, there are other executive authorities that he has that he could put in play immediately, where it's akin to Title 42. It's not Title 42, but it's in the INA, where the president can, it's been vetted by the Supreme Court, no matter what they say, that's a lie, they can do the they can do this, to just return everybody that they apprehend. They can do deportations. They can do detention by executive order, reverse the moratorium on ICE arrests on most illegals that have orders of removal. Why would you hold ICE back from doing their jobs? Many different things. And frankly, the Republicans, in my opinion, in both chambers ought to be leveraging not H.R. 2, although it's a great bill. That is the bill for someday. They should be leveraging those executive authorities that, hey, we'll give you all the money you want. Do remain in Mexico in force. But, you know, only after it's been in force for 6 months so that we can make sure that you're actually doing it will we release the money. There's a lot of things they could do. Get rid of all this talk. Just, hey, if you're threatening executive action, we demand that you do executive action and that you do it right now, and the rest of it they can toss, in my opinion.
By the way, if they were serious, if the Republicans were actually serious about securing the border, that would be a deal that you would offer. They're not serious. That's why this is all performative. This is why the fight with Gates and MTG and Eli Crane is so important. Let me just, before I let you go, CIS is not political. You guys don't get involved in the politics at all. But you've spent so much time down the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, Arizona, etc. But let's focus on Rio Grande Valley and South Texas. Two places that it takes a hard day's work to make a living, right? And to make ends meet for this. The great families down there. If you were to go out today, Todd, and talk to him about putting $60 billion to Ukraine or a couple of billion dollars in actual enforcement to protect them from the cartels and to protect them from the predators that are feeding off of them and their lifestyle, where were, because these are predominantly Democratic strongholds, just like Harlem. What would the folks in, what would the folks say down there?
First of all, I don't think this is the blue stronghold down here anymore. I think it's going MAGA red. It has been for a few years now. In this upcoming election, they definitely do not care anything about Ukraine down here. What they care about is all the mass illegal immigration. These are good, hardworking Mexican-Americans who did it right. They did it the legal way. And they absolutely hate seeing what's happening all along the river in Texas. Don't expect these districts to remain blue in the national elections. We're already starting to see them flipping red one after another down here. And also remember, a lot of the families that live and work, the working class families down here, have somebody supporting their family working for the Border Patrol, working for the Office of Field Operations on the bridges, working for HSI. There are a lot of federal jobs down here, and those people absolutely hate what their jobs are right now, which is to process everybody right into the country. That's not what they were trained to do.
Todd, amazing, and you're reporting on the use of these paroles to fly folks right into the country has changed the political dynamic here. So just amazing work. Where do people get all the information from your entire team at CIS? Krikorian, Colorado,
right.
You guys do some amazing work. Where do people go to get all the information from CIS, and where do they go to get your books and all your writings?
Yeah, CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies.org, CIS. Lots of all of our material is there. I write for a lot of different publications, and mostly you'll find a snippet of it there. I have a piece that's about to run in Claremont Institute's The American Mind about an Afghan who was accidentally released two times and was on the FBI watch list, who was running around the country for a full year. And that's the sixth or seventh case of this. This national security dimension of the border crisis. You can read that at the American Mind when it publishes, like today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put that out. Claremont, that's fantastic. American Mind. Also, you've always got pieces up on New York Post and Daily Mail, all of it. You've become a big media star because of your hard work and your great reporting. Todd, be safe down there. Benson, with social media, where do people get your social media? Where do they go?
Bensman at Todd. Bensman Todd at X. I'm on Getter, Truth Social, and I have a YouTube channel now that I'm trying to develop that's just brand new. If you want to go there, I've got good videos up there learning how to do that. So
he's we've created a monster worse. We've created a monster worse than Mike Davis. We've created a monster worse than Mike Davis. Benson's got his own channel now. Todd, we love you. Stay safe. Short break.
Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at sign up. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Their intention is very clear. And what happens in Ukraine, as the Japanese ambassador or prime minister said at his joint session, what happens in Ukraine affects Taiwan. So we're at that moment, and it's a time for choosing, as Reagan said. And I think the choice is, do you want to be Churchill or do you want to be Chamberlain? I want to thank the speaker. The speaker's had a lot of pressure on him. Very difficult circumstance. And I was with him the night before he made his decision. And I know he takes it very personally. And he is a man of faith. And I think he doesn't wear it on his sleeve. But I think he got down on his knees. He prayed for guidance and said, look, tell me, what is the right thing to do here? And then he told me the next day, I want to be on the right side of history. I want to be on the right side of history. And I think he is following the legacy of Churchill. He's choosing to confront the generational threat posed by this unholy alliance of Russia, China, and...
Okay, we're the first ones to talk years ago, right, about this, about China, Persia, North Korea, potentially Turkey, and potentially Russia. And this is one of the reasons we had to keep Russia as an ally. As much as that might be distasteful to folks, particularly given the KGB. But, hey, let me think about this for a second. Hang on. I'm going to think about this for a second. Yeah, wasn't Joseph Stalin? And Stalin, how many did Stalin murder? 30 million? I mean, he was as bad as Hitler. He murdered 30 million. They don't come any worse monsters than Stalin. Wasn't FDR rubbing up on him all the time, and Churchill rubbing up on him, Uncle Joe, and trying to soften his thing? Come on, man. McCall, if you understood anything about history, don't give me the Churchill Chamberlain. Talk about Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan and all the other fiascos. Talk to me about Section 60 over in Arlington National Cemetery. This is the deep state, the administrative state, and quite frankly, not particularly bright clowns like you who are bought and paid for by the arms industry, brother, that just mouth this insanity to the American people. The American people, as much as you want it, the American people are not at war with the Russian people, and we don't want to be at war with the Russian people. The Ukrainians don't support this war. How do I know that? I know that they couldn't pass a draft bill. It took them a year. And now the New York Times is reporting that the parents are getting the kids out of there as quickly as possible because nobody volunteered. This is why they had to go to the draft law, and the draft law is going to come up with nobody. They're press ganging people in Ukraine worse than they press ganged them in Nelson's Navy back in the 18th century. Why is that? Where are all the volunteers? Why are the Ukrainian people, why are the parents with their most valued asset, their sons and daughters, why are they paying now, as the New York Times reports, $10,000? That would be a lot of money in Ukraine. To get them the hell out. The New York Times actually call them draft dodgers now because they got this law. The two beloved generals almost had a coup d'etat before Victoria Nuland flew over there, before she bounced, because she saw how bad this thing's going, and she's the originator of the idea of the color revolution. They went to Zelensky and said, it's not money, it's not weapons. We need 500,000 fresh combat troops, and we need them of the average age of 27. Or we need them no older than 27, because right now our average age is 42. Ask the people in Harlem, would you rather have a few dollars back in Harlem, or do you want to spend $60 billion to pay Zelensky's oligarch buddy so they can buy more real estate and bigger yachts in Monaco, because that's what's happening. The people on the ground are voting with their feet. The war is over. It's been over. Mearsheimer told you exactly what was going to happen. They're going to fight the elites in Davos and in Norway and in Sweden and in Belgravia and the West End of London and Tuscany and all of it. They're going to all give money and fight until the last Ukrainian is dead. Now you got Kirchhoff, which the mainstream media won't even talk about, is about to fall. That looks like Dresden in 1945. And it's going to continue. At $60 billion is not going to make any difference whatsoever because you're going to get another 60 next year, another 60, just like Afghanistan. How do you think you get to 7 trillion in Iraq and 2 trillion in Afghanistan? How do you do that? Is not Vietnam a good enough lesson for us? And the Pentagon Papers came out about all the lies. It is not Iraq good enough with all the lies are told there and Cheney and the warmongers and the war criminals lying to you? Is not Afghanistan, and read the Washington Post Afghanistan papers, which literally look like they're the Pentagon Papers copied and pasted about lies told to you by the Pentagon day in and day out. The same lies McCall's telling. The same lies that the head of House Intel's telling. These are all lies. And what happens is the Georgetown said, and now I'm supposed to hear he's praying, hey, the two greatest recruitment tools for young men to go be Muslims are Langford and Johnson. We need guys that profess a biblical worldview. Well, this is a biblical worldview. Count me out, dude. But it's not a biblical worldview. You need to stand the breach and know this is not your Churchill moment. You've lied and misrepresented this to the American people. You've lied and misrepresented to MAGA. And now you're up there playing the game. We put this in. We put this in. We do. Hey, Democrats, Joe Biden, help me out. Because you want to be a big shot. You got 2 security briefings, and now you're George Patton. We got to give him $60 billion. We don't have to give him a penny. What we need to do is get to a negotiating table. Because remember, all the lies they told you in MSNBC, we're supposed to be in Crimea right now. We're supposed to have the Donbass. Remember all the lies you were told? The same lies. Has anybody sat there and actually told you where this money's going? I'll tell you where it's going. It's going to Monaco to another yacht. We've had no audit on a penny of it. It's all going and it's going to be stolen. Oh, no, 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 Steve, you don't understand. All these weapons, it's being stolen by the defense contractors. Is that your pitch? That all this money's going to go to Huntsville, Alabama, a place like that? Hey, beat your swords into plowshares. I'm no pacifist. I'm a realist. And all this is going to do is drag it on for the imperial capital. When Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and McCall are all teamed up and pitching something, and Jamie Raskin, look at that crew. Just take them for, are they big on the America first? I love America and American citizens first. Is that their stock and trade? When you see Raskin, McCall, Biden, and McConnell, is that the first thing that comes to your mind? I don't think so. If they went into the bodega up in Harlem, would they be getting a round of cheers and hey, we love you in 4 more years from the Hispanic citizens up there? Would they be getting that? Would Mitch McConnell get that? No. Uh-uh. Nope. Because people have common sense. I'm getting something from our producer. MTG. Oh, good. I can stop my rant and go to her. Congressman MTG, the floor is yours. Tell us where we are in this madness. You're there. They're trying to change the rules on you as they go. You are taking incoming like nobody. It's like Den Ben Phu every day. Tell us what's the latest.
Steve, from the very beginning of this, I have tried my best with Mike Johnson. I offered to advise him on what the MAGA base, what the Republican base wants from his speakership. He has totally turned me away from that. He has not listened to any advice. He's only listening to his inner team that we find out now are lobbyists for the military industrial complex. So we know exactly who is driving the speaker's office. I just left the Capitol a few minutes ago, Steve, where I publicly called on Mike Johnson. He needs to call a conference meeting immediately. He needs to tell Republicans up here in Congress what he's going to do with the motion to vacate, what the new rule is going to be. Because here he is, Mike Johnson, a constitutional attorney who has turned into a mini tyrant, trying to do everything he can with trickery and behind closed doors, making deals with Democrats in order to change the rules of Congress to protect his speakership, to protect his own job, to hold on to power. And I cannot believe he's doing that. You know, the Rules Committee is meeting right now, Steve, And we believe what we've been told is he is going to be putting a change to the motion to vacate, change the rules, taking it from the requirement being one member of Congress to we don't know what, because he's not telling us. He's only trying to do this. We think that he is working with Democrats to get the votes on the Rules Committee in order to pass the rule on this massive foreign aid package with another $60 billion to Ukraine and changing the motion to vacate rule tied into that. He will require Democrats' votes on the Rules Committee, which would be historical. That's never happened. Usually the Speaker of the House only uses his party to get the votes on the Rules Committee. We have three brave Republicans on the Rules Committee that are holding out. They're going to refuse to vote for this ultimate betrayal. Chip Roy, Thomas Massie, and Ralph Norman, they're not going to be voting for it. And Mike Johnson will prove to America exactly what I've been saying true. He is the Democrat Speaker of the House. That will be proven if he uses the Democrats to vote this rule out of the committee today. So we're going to be watching very closely on that, Steve. But here's the facts. The American people don't want their money going to Ukraine. The American people want an end to this war. This money is being sucked up by so many different people and NGOs. You know, there's biolabs in Ukraine. There is the ultimate corruption in Ukraine, Burisma, the Biden family, and all of their corrupt business deals. And here it is. This is a war. This is what makes us all so sick. This is a war where every single day Ukrainian and Russian soldiers are dying. Every single day they're being murdered. And here is our government, our disgusting government, trying to send more money over to that country to keep that war going, all with the claims of this helps the American economy. This is good for American jobs. Well, you want to know something? That is repulsive. That is repulsive if this is the way Washington, D.C. thinks our economy should be run. Our economy should be run by American businesses that put America first. We should be putting our critical supply chain first. Yeah, we want to support our military. We should be directly building up our military, not sending money and weapons over to foreign wars in order to so-called build up our military. What a lie. What a horrific lie. And this is all happening, Steve. This week, when Monday was April 15th, tax day, the very day that the federal government required the American citizens to pay their taxes, what is Mike Johnson doing with their hard-earned money? He's sending it over to Ukraine and funding foreign wars and funding Hamas terrorists who are still holding American and Israeli hostages in a hot war zone in Gaza. This is what Mike Johnson thinks his ultimate priority is to do as Speaker of the House. This is such a betrayal, and we are not going to tolerate it. We cannot tolerate it. Steve, I want you to know what's going to happen. If he changes the motion to vacate rule, there it will require, we don't know the number yet, but it will require a lot more members of Congress to actually vote to vacate his speakership. And I don't know where we stand with that. But I would urge anyone that watches the War Room, you know the phone number to call and you know exactly what you need to say. We need high pressure up here on Congress. We need the United States representatives, the people you voted for, the people that you supported. They need to hear from you. They need to hear exactly from you what they need to be doing. You know what, Steve? They're going to try to blame this entire thing on me. You and I both know how this works. But the whole reason I came to Congress was because I was fed up with a Republican Party that never, ever served the Republican voters. They write their letters. They do their 3 to 5 minute little speeches and say their talking points on Fox News. But they never follow through with action. And this is why Republican voters only trust President Trump, because President Trump actually does what he says he's going to do. And the future of our Republican Party is very bleak when Republicans in Congress can never follow through, when Republicans in Congress put America last and countries like Ukraine first. We aren't going to have a future Republican Party, Steve. We'll never win another election because we haven't given our voters anything to vote for. We have never stood and fought for them. We have never used the power of person in Congress to demand the destructive communist Democrats stop doing what they are doing. We have weak leadership here in Washington, Steve, and I am absolutely sick and tired of it. But they're going to try to blame me, Steve. You watch it. They're going to try to blame Marjorie Taylor Greene for actually trying to hold our Republican leaders, these weak men, hold them accountable. They're going to try to blame their losses on me. But I'll tell you right now, their losses are because of their feckless refusal to take action to stop the Democrats and stop them from destroying this country. I'm so fed up with the Uniparty. I'm absolutely done with it, Steve, and I hope everyone else is too.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Congressman Green, I just have a question I need to have answered to the War Room posse. We have Eli Crane, we have Matt Gaetz, and we have yourself that we would consider frontline patriots. Has anyone in any briefing that you've seen, because Johnson came out today that he's concerned about the Balkans falling and Poland falling and a third world war starting with Russian tanks rolling across the North German plain and all this kind of bizarro language that was appropriate maybe before President Reagan took down the Soviet Empire. Have you or Matt Gaetz or Eli Crane, three people who people say, okay, I hear it, I trust them. Have you guys seen anything that leads this to, this is Johnson's Churchill moment, ma'am?
Yeah, that's such an insult to Churchill, isn't it? I mean, my God, that's repulsive. No, here's the real truth. We've never been shown anything, no evidence whatsoever that Vladimir Putin and Russia is planning to go marching across Europe, that he's just like Adolf Hitler. We have never been shown any proof. And I stood up at conference earlier this week, Steve, and I asked for that proof. I said, where is the proof? Has anyone in this room seen proof that this is what Putin is going to do? And no one could answer me. No one said a word except one member of Congress came and told me, Marjorie, there is no proof. And that is the reality. They never show proof. What they do is they pull men like Mike Johnson and others in a room and they just tell them scary stories of, oh, if you don't do this, if you don't send this money over to Ukraine, if you do not take these votes and make this happen, people are going to die. Well, let me tell you something, Steve. People are dying every single day right here in America. And those are the people that should matter. And that's what our actions in Congress should be doing to protect those people. That's where Americans' tax dollars should be spent. That is where our American military's focus should be, at the southern border, fighting the narco cartels who have waged war on America and are waging it right now every single day. The cartels are murdering Americans, not Russians. The cartels are doing it. But we have all these men in Washington, these weak men that beat their chest, constantly beating their chest of, oh, they're going to go fight the Russians like it's some kind of Hollywood movie. But they don't do anything to protect Americans. Nothing. They sell America out every single day. No, Steve, they don't have proof. They haven't shown us 1 ounce of proof. The only proof that they have shown us Mike is that they clearly hate America.
When you threw that challenge down in front of the conference, Mike McCall did not step up and show you. You know, Mike McCall's on TV every second of every day. Mike McCall did not stand up and meet your challenge and show you proof. I just want to be sure of that.
No, No one showed me proof. And you know what? I'm going to issue a challenge to Mike McCall and Mike Johnson and everyone. If you have proof that Vladimir Putin is going to march across Europe, going to go all the way to Kiev, take Poland next, and then keep on going, unclassify it. Declassify that proof and show it to the American people. Prove to the American people why they need to send their hard-earned money over there. Prove it. I dare you to prove it because you do not have the proof. And they're not capable of showing it, Steve. This is the biggest, most repulsive scam, and it's been happening for decades, and it's all they claim to protect American jobs and to keep the military industrial base going and employed, and it's all for our economy. This is not an economy anybody wants. We don't want an economy built on people's blood and dead bodies in foreign countries. We want an America first economy, and from now on, Steve, we are going to demand it from our Republican leaders. I don't care if the Speaker's office becomes a revolving door. If that's exactly what needs to happen, then let it be. But the days are over of the old Republican Party that wants to fund foreign wars and murder people in foreign lands while they stab the American people in their face and refuse to protect Americans and fix our problems over here.
We had Gavin Wax up in, he was in Harlem when President Trump, in a Democrat stronghold. He said it'd be 99-1 against any money to Ukraine with some money going to Harlem. It'd be 99, but this is a hardcore Democrat base, said no interest whatsoever in Ukraine. We just had Todd Benzman on the border in South Texas. He said Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, zero interest of citizens down there in Ukraine. They want the border protected. What do you have to say to that when you see the American people responding to President Trump, the America First message, yet Republicans like Johnson continue to go to the elite's playbook, the globalist elite's playbook, and try to force more funding for this war?
Everything you said is the absolute truth, and I know it, and that's why I issued a motion to vacate, because I knew the people would support me. Not this town, not Washington, D.C. No, they don't support me. The people support me because I'm doing exactly what they want me to do. And this is why they support President Trump. It's 1,000% right. They don't want their money going to some foreign war. They want their money and the military troops and the Border Patrol and ICE and our federal government defending the United States of America, because that is their actual job. It's constitutional. And what this government is doing to the American people is treason. It is absolute treason. And this foreign aid bill that Mike Johnson is trying to get through rules right now with his little brand new motion to vacate rule attached to it, do you know what's in there? There is money, billions and billions of dollars, that's going to be given to Gaza. Well, you want to know something? Hamas is the elected government of Gaza. So if you were giving money to Gaza, claiming that you're helping innocent people in a war zone, no, you're not. You're helping terrorists who are holding American and Israeli hostages. That is treason, giving aid and comfort to your enemies. That is treason. So this entire foreign aid bill, by definition of our laws and our Constitution, is committing treason by doing so. But when you talk about the border, this government is in a partnership with the cartels, Steve. The cartels that are committing human trafficking, drug trafficking, and murdering Americans every single day, every day. Their drugs and their illegal alien crime is murdering Americans. And this government here will not protect them, is not protecting the American people. Throw them out. That's what our Constitution says. Throw them all out. Throw all of us out, for that matter.
MTG, the number is 202-224-3121 for the Warren Posse. What is the message you recommend the Posse deliver at 202-224-3121?
Number one, they should demand that Mike Johnson act like a Republican and serve the Republican voters. Number two, Mike Johnson needs to hold a conference meeting and tell every single one of us to our faces the changes he's trying to make to the motion to vacate. He needs to be honest, and he needs to do it right now. Number three, no money to Ukraine. Zero. $0 to Ukraine. Demand a peace deal. Demand a peace deal. Number four, and most importantly, secure the border. Not another dollar spent for any bills or any funding for this government until Mike Johnson, our Republican elected speaker, demand to secure the border. No more deals with Chuck Schumer. No more deals with Jake Sullivan. No more deals with the White House. And if he crosses the threshold of doing this with Democrat votes on the Rules Committee, then we know exactly what he is. He's made that decision. He will make it clear to our conference, and he will pay the price for it.
Congressman Green, where do people get you, particularly over the next couple of days on social media, because things are breaking and changing every moment?
I'm in my congressional office, Steve, so all my social media is RepMTG. RepMTG, and everybody at War Room, just know I'll make sure, Steve, I give you every detail of whatever I find out.
Congressman Green, good luck today. It's going to be a big fight, a firefight on Capitol Hill. Thank you for taking time to come on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
202-224-3121 is the number. Call now. They're going to try to jam this down this afternoon. Make sure the kill the rule and tell Johnson he can't be using Democrats on the Rules Committee to pass it. You got to kill the rule. So get up on the ramparts right now. You got Bill Blaster, all of it. Mike Lindell, we only got 30 seconds. Hit me with where do people go. 2-hour special of the Mike Lindell tonight. Brian Kennedy's going to be with us at the Academy all day. Mike Lindell live 5 to 7. Town hall on the machines, voting, election integrity. Where do people go to get special deals from MyPillow, brother?
Go to MyPillow.com, everybody. Keep supporting us. Support my employee-owned company. Use that promo code WARROOM. All the specials are there, the $25 specials with the pillows, the towels. Get the towels, $25. The pillows, $25. And there they are, everybody. The best bed sheet sale ever, as low as $25. You got flannel Giza Percale, the sandals, slippers, $25. Two-pack multi-use pillows, $25. You guys, promo code War Room. Thank you for all your support. Yeah. We'll see you this afternoon, Steve.
5 to 7 live at 12:30. Go to our stream on Getter, Rumble, all of it. The Academy starts.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.